Blog Talk Radio.
My whole life I've been looking for the right one, and I could swear that I never was gonna find one. And then you came around and you put it down, and that's when I knew that girl is fan fan. Cause baby, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. Yeah, baby, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. Yeah, baby, it's you.
Yeah, and she knows that it's me, man. So amazing how she look off in that G-string. Now why would I even quit? Lose a good thing and leave you for some other chick? Hell no, you know I'm down for that long haul. We in the islands with Sean Kingston and Sean Paul. She off that tall wall, got her sitting sideways just like she bound to fall. Know what I'm saying, y'all? I know she feeling that, and yeah, she like my swag. Oh yeah, I'm feeling that, and digging on her swag. She don't even need me, I'm needing only her. She know she like that, I say I'm looking her. Others, they get the fur, cause they ain't on no level. You and my trusted big girl, so welcome to my shuttle. We bout to blast off, NASA says it is to go. So lay back, hit the Marley and enjoy the show.
My whole life I've been looking for the right one, and I could swear that I never was gonna find one. And then you came around and you put it down, and that's when I knew that girl is fan fan. Cause baby, it's you, 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 it's you. Yeah, baby, it's you, it's you.
There can never be no one else. You so fine, it's a crime, so don't hurt yourself. But you don't know me to tell you that. Came into my life, I told them others it's a wrap. I told them they can step, I told them it's you. Your love's infectious with no cure like the swine flu. And I'm contaminated, I got them others hating. Imagine in my face on other guys they dating. But it's just me and you, or maybe you and I. Let's twist them all and say hi, haters from the sky. Hey baby, you the best I ever had. And that's from flames, you don't need Drake to tell you that. And you know I'm out the stratosphere. Call my 6-9 quill, cause after that you sleeping here. Yeah, and she never ever done me wrong. Damn, I think she like me, yeah, she got me on the ringtone.
My life I've been looking for the right one, and I could swear that I never was gonna find one. And then you came around, and you put it down, and that's when I knew that girl is fan fan. Cause baby, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you.
And if you don't know it's her, bring this track back. Let her know how you feel.
Hey, hey, it's me, it's your girl, Tori D. That was so sweet of him to write me that song. I was like, oh, for real, James? Dang.
Oh, he wrote it for you.
Yes, okay. You didn't know that. You didn't know James Flames wrote me that song.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yeah, when he was coming to the show, I was like, you know, you got to write me a song. So he was like,
okay.
I got you, girl. I got you, girl. Yeah, yeah, he wrote that for me.
Wow, that's so interesting. Okay. Now, do I want to believe that now or later?
You know that's my song.
What's going on, Tori? We missed you last week.
Oh, I missed y'all too. Oh, I missed y'all so much. Just had a lot going on, you know, so you have to take a break, regroup, pray, and then you just keep it moving.
That's how you do it.
You know how I do.
That's what's up, but damn.
Uh-uh.
I know, right? How about
I missed you too.
I was trying to figure out, can I make it through the show?
But let's talk about what's up with that car.
Well, because they, moving to New York City, and then you know
right.
you go out, in the life, in the nightlife, trying to look all cute. You don't really want to wear all these, but
kind of look all fly,
Exactly, you don't want to wear all these big coats and stuff, because that takes away from your outfit. You know what I'm saying?
No, but baby, cute get you a coat, baby. Cute get you a coat.
I love it.
So we
now.
Have to be sexy, and we have to go to the places that have a coat check. Okay,
yeah.
If they have a coat check, you can still be fly because you're taking all that off as soon as you get in there.
Okay, but the thing is, why do I? Come on, you got to pay for the coat.
You got a coat check.
You said what, T?
Yeah.
He ain't going nowhere with a coat check.
Yeah,
Z, I got to give you a shout-out for them pictures on your page. They are outstanding. I was liking you for a minute. I was like, okay, wait a minute. No, that's Z. I was like, I can't like him like that.
Thank you.
They are super fly, super sexy. I like them.
Thank you. See that smooth tea? Now what?
Okay. You got one fan. I'll give you that.
Now, smooth tea. Now, just keeping it real high first with the fan smooth tea. You got all the ladies.
Okay.
They be wanting to holler at smooth tea. They be trying to figure out where they tip of the week at.
Yeah.
So I told them I'm going to give them your number.
Ain't nobody seen the tip of the week yet. It ain't nobody seen it yet. Mm-mm.
They waiting on it, though. They waiting patiently.
Mm-hmm. They waiting for a long time, too.
Hmm. He got him. But what's up, y'all? What's up?
I don't know. It's cold here. How about y'all? I heard it's going.
Freezing.
What's going on in Arizona? Is it cold out there?
No, it's probably about 65 today.
I don't like you right now.
So unfair.
It ain't
freezing
fair.
Down here in Tennessee. Like 16, 17 degrees. We had snow a couple of days. So we're having absolutely no fun. Now, but you know what? The cold weather, though, is the time to be booed up. It really is. So, time to get you a little cuddle, buddy, and cuddle.
Yeah.
I ain't saying do nothing now.
Yeah.
But, you can cuddle, go places together, enjoy a nice movie and things of that nature. Now, definitely the time. Then dump it when the summertime comes. Y'all know how it goes.
Yeah, you do all that movie stuff by day, right? And then go to sleep. And then go to sleep by night, right? Sleep. Yeah, y'all know
right,
what
by yourself.
Yeah.
Right, I got you.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I feel like I'm about to go into some shaky ground, so I better get some weekly inspiration.
No, I'm just kidding. I forgot all about that. No. I can never forget the weekly inspiration. If I don't remember nothing else, I definitely got to remember that. Yo, what's up, y'all?
Okay.
It's your girl, Tori D, and I'm about to hit you with this week's weekly inspiration. It's going to be short and sweet, but it's something that we're all going to be familiar with. It's coming from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I chose to do this scripture because this is a scripture that most of us are familiar with. We either learned it in kindergarten or vacation Bible school, but somewhere in our younger life, we learned this scripture. I think that we learned it and we recited it verbatim, but very little do we look at the words of what God is actually saying. First and foremost, it said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. I often say that love is an action word because a lot of people throw it around so freely. They say, oh, I love you, girl, or I love you, boy. Or people in a relationship tend to say that they love you, but they really don't realize that love is an action word. God didn't just say that he loved us, but he showed action by giving his only begotten Son, which in return is also a sacrifice. So if someone loves you or if you love them, they're going to be willing to sacrifice. But why did he sacrifice? So that we could have everlasting life. So I want you all to know, not only do you supposed to know this scripture and recite this scripture, but live this scripture. Realize that he died so that you can have everlasting life. So don't hold your head down. Remember, he loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son. And that's this week's weekly inspiration. Know that you are loved by God. And he didn't just say he loves you, but he showed you he loves you. And it's a God in me. Your girl, Tori D, checking out. Hey, look, somebody want to say one time.
That's
yeah, I'm real
up.
Big on that. I'm real leery of people that say that they love you, but don't do nothing for you. Because love
right.
is an action word. So you got to really, really watch the people that always, girl, I love you, or boy, I love you this, I love you that. But when it comes down to when you need them, they're nowhere to be found. Or when
exactly.
you need somebody to turn to or lean on or depend on, they're nowhere to be found. If you ever want to look at the perfect example of love, you look at God's love.
Right.
And see how it lines up, see how it lines up and things like that. And then if their love doesn't line up to God's love, it's probably not real.
Exactly.
Love is sacrifice. You feel me? Because you love somebody
you.
If you sacrificed and picked up and moved to New York, but I'm going to leave that alone.
Oh.
What you say now? How I get in this?
It always comes back to me.
All the things in the world, how did my name get put in this?
Always gets back to me. It's not fair.
But ain't nothing wrong with being in love. You're a good dude, so.
Yeah, I know.
If somebody got you, they got a good thing.
But, you know, also speaking of people loving you is, I noticed that people love us because we almost got almost a thousand. I mean, I'm pretty sure for some people this is a low number, but we almost got 1,000 friends on Facebook. I thought that was
wow.
pretty good.
Wow. 1,000 commenting friends, too, and that participates
yes.
in everything. And we just love y'all so much.
Yes,
love
we really
so
do.
So much.
And we really want to thank you for your comments. Tonight's topic is actually a topic that you, our listeners, you know, you want back. So, of course,
right.
you know, y'all keep us on the air. So we're going to definitely give you what you want, basically. So tonight, here's how I'm going to do the topic. Well, I'm going to read the topic. And then because the topic, it kind of gives you kind of, not really a cliffhanger, but it kind of asks a question, I guess, or something like that. So I'm going to read a topic, which is women who want a good job, good family, and a good man. Tori, does that sound familiar? I just called y'all.
Okay, I agree with that. Want a good job. I agree with the good family. I agree with that. I agree with good man. Yeah, 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 yeah. All that's familiar.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we want.
Okay.
That's what we want.
Okay, and then men who want a good game, good food, and good sex. Tommy, can I get a holler? Okay, he don't want to sleep. Y'all know how he do. Okay, but anyway, men out there, y'all feel me.
No, my bad.
Oh.
I was in the middle of something.
Really? Okay, so the point is.
Like you was in the middle of your show.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well,
I'm in the beginning of my show.
That right there is the difference between men and women. Okay, go
hey.
Ahead.
Hold on now. You done started something. What you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that's the difference between men and women. We can multitask and you'll never know. You'll never know I'm over here painting my wall and doing my radio show. But men.
Hey, you don't know. You have no idea what I'm going through or I'm missing. It's
okay,
more than just two or three things.
Go ahead,
huh?
Z. Go ahead, Z.
All righty, the battle of the sexes. Anyway,
right.
Let's continue. Men
have a supper. I guarantee you.
He ain't ready. What?
Okay, so what?
I'll
smooth to you. Will you save this for when we get into it, okay? Anyway, the point is, so what a shocking discovery, you know, when a woman believes she's found a masculine, hardworking, God-fearing man of her dreams just to learn that he's just to learn that he has a dirty little secret. So now, I posted on Facebook. Now, listen, we posted on Facebook. We asked y'all, what is something you think a lot of men fail, you know, to tell their wives before they get married? So I want to read you. I'm going to read what everybody wrote. You know, what that dirty little secret could be. Some one person. One person said that dirty secret could be they don't want to tell them Do they still live with their mama? Okay.
They must know some folk I know.
Yeah. Another person said
that. I got to tell y'all the story about that before we get off. I got to tell y'all the story.
Okay.
I had an experience like that. Go ahead.
Okay, you're definitely going to tell us. Okay. Another person said the secret could be they got other kids somewhere else. Okay.
Mm.
Another person said that they're not faithful and they want to have a threesome. Okay.
Ooh. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Another person said that's
no
secret.
Not the unfaithful part, but you know, have a threesome.
So you do? You want to have a threesome? Oh, okay.
But that's different.
Another person said that you know they could this ticket could be about their family. They didn't specify, so I don't know.
That they got
also,
a crazy family. Yeah.
Yeah, possibly.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
Yeah. Another person said how many women they actually been with. Another person said that they're not really in love.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. More people said. One person said. They don't tell them that they got AIDS or HIV or some
mm-hmm.
other sexually transmitted disease.
Mm-hmm.
Another person said,
Can't get rid of that.
Yeah. How many things, though? You got to understand, some of these things, but that goes both ways. A lot of women don't want to tell men how many partners they've had.
Yeah, but we talk about the men. Tonight it's about the men. Next week we can talk about the women.
Okay. Another person said that the secret could be that they don't work.
Okay.
Another person said that they are doing some grimy stuff on the low. Another person
mm-hmm.
said that they are bisexual or they have been with
Yay.
Other men. So, okay, so that was some of the comments that we got. Now, so to find out what the dirty little secret actually is, we're going to go into a song, and the song's going to kind of, kind of help us get to what the actual dirty secret could be.
And I got some ways to get to find out them dirty secrets, too. Yes.
Okay. That's right, y'all. You guessed it. The dirty little secret of tonight is men who are on the DL.
Mm-hmm.
And they are married.
Wow.
But they're on the DL now. They're not creeping with women. Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
That won't be a good show. They're creeping with men.
You said that wasn't a good show. Oh, gosh.
Now, before this show even started, I'm going to definitely encourage my other host to, you know, say whatever you want or, you know, say whatever. But I said, I'm going to talk in facts and instances. You know, I'm not going to, because this is very serious and it's very sad. And it's increasing, you know?
Yeah. So,
but however, before we get into the topic, we want to encourage you to call in, leave comments, go into our SSBN chat room, and leave comments, go to our Facebook, leave comments, obviously, you know, thank y'all for your comments for Facebook. So obviously, you know, you're listening, you want to be a part of what we're talking about. We thank you for that. Definitely call in to 646-200-3136, hit option 1, and you'll be connected. Also, I did see that somebody did try to call in earlier, and if you want to call back in, we'll love
to.
Yeah, please do. So I'm going to let Smooth Tea and D take it off, start off with it.
Well, let me say this. The DL myth is the scariest. I won't say it's the scariest because you don't want to date a child molester, but it's the next to the scariest thing that a woman has to face. And I'm just going, let me speak from the heart, because y'all know here on this show, we keep it real hot and fresh. Tori D is the type of person that I don't mind what people do, because I feel like people have to answer to God for everything that they do. So I couldn't sit around and judge a person for being gay, or judge a person for, wearing tight clothes, or judge a person for this, or judge a person for that. But I definitely feel like when you enter a relationship with a person, especially if it's a committed, now if y'all just friends, your business is your business, they business is they business. But when you enter a committed relationship, and especially a covenant relationship like a marriage, you owe it to the next person to keep it real hot and fresh. You owe it to the next person to be honest and to be real about what's going on. And the thing about it is it's increasing because, like I tell y'all all the time, I feel like, you know, it's a spiritual thing. I feel like being gay or homosexual is a spiritual thing, just like so many other things. We can get lying demons in us. There's so many other spiritual things out there. But I feel like that's something that you owe to the next person. And it goes to, just like when Z-Fly, when you were saying, like, sexually transmitted diseases that, you know, you can't get rid of, AIDS and things like that, you owe it to the next person to say, you know what, before we go any further, let me explain to you what I'm going through. You know, and then that person can then decide whether that's something that they can cope with, that they can deal with, because, you know, just keeping it real high and fresh, there's some freaky women out here. And she might want to join in with John and Frank. You know, but it's some freaky women out here, or it's some people that can say, well, I know you have this, this, and this, so we'll just make sure that we protect ourselves, or we'll do this, or we'll do that. But you owe it to the person that you're in a relationship to be honest with them about everything that's going on that's going to involve you and that next person. I think it's so hurtful and so painful for somebody to knowingly, constantly lie to the next person because they don't want to lose them. Well, that's not fair to that person. The person that you're with deserves to be with somebody that's going to keep it real hot and fresh and be honest with them. And to hide a secret so devastating, you know, it's crazy to me. It's not like you hiding that you got an ingrown toenail. It's not like you hiding that you got red pubic hair. Okay, you know, something freaky or weird. This is something that could be detrimental. This is something that could be detrimental to somebody else's life. So I definitely think that it's something that you have to share, and you have to learn how to keep it real hot and fresh. And if that person decides to walk away, then that's not the person for you. It may be somebody else for you out there that will deal with all that, that will love you unconditionally past all that. But you have to be honest. And that's my saying. And I'm telling you, as a woman, as a single parent, the dating game, oh, my goodness, it makes you just want to say, you know what, I'm good. Because so many people out there lying, so many people out there playing games, and they doing all this DL stuff, just being honest. And as a woman, you start to get paranoid about that. When you start to notice homeboy over there all the time and he don't call no more, you're like, wait a minute. You know
now,
what
sorry. I mean? I'm glad you said that, because two of my first facts is, first fact is most men are extremely horny, you know. Another fact is kind of what you said is men feel that they can't tell, you know, that girl that they're in a relationship with that, you know, I've had past relationships with men. Now, you just said that you feel that even if that's the case, they should still tell them. Now, if I'm just giving an example, if that happened to you, if you was with a man and he told you, well, you know, in my past, I have been with a man, how would you feel? Would you look at him differently? Would you still be with him?
In all honesty, keeping it real high and crazy.
Yeah, keep it real.
Yeah, I'm keeping it real high and crazy. Yes, I would. And for me personally, I would have to honestly say that's a deal breaker because I have a son. And I know, and let me tell you why. I wouldn't dare think, say that a gay person will want to talk to my son or whatever. I don't look at gay people the way the world looks at gay people. I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's something that you dog at. I don't think it's nothing. I think it's a spiritual thing. And if a person doesn't really have a real relationship with Christ to deal with those spiritual things, to deal with those, in my opinion, demonic things, then that will be something that you have to deal with. And you may look at my child like that. Or you may look at my daughter, or you may set the wrong example in front of them. So, yeah, that's something for me that would be a deal breaker, but I would still be your friend. I would still have your back. We just couldn't be in a relationship because in the back of my mind, honestly, Z, I could never trust that man. I couldn't trust him around his friends. I couldn't trust him at the gym. Baby, I'm going to the gym. And just being honest. And in the back of my mind, you're going to be thinking, well, dang. God could have changed him, but we're just keeping it real hot and fresh. But it's my right, though. It's my right to choose whether or not I want to go on with a relationship with that person or whether I want to back away. And, Z, another thing you have to realize is I'm saying all this, but I've never been in that situation before. So when you love a person, you never know because love has a multitude of sins. You know what I mean? Love is patient, it's kind, it's long-suffering and all that. So honestly, maybe I've never been in that position, but right now from where I am, I do think that would definitely be a deal breaker. You know, because I would want to know, well, do you still have those feelings or do you not? Because I'm the type of chick that I don't play the sideshow. I'm not the sideshow type. You know how a lot of women cool with that? They cool with being girlfriend number two. They cool with cheating with married dudes. That's not me. I have to be number one. I'm very, very
selfish.
That's not being selfish, little T. That's just saying. If I'm in a relationship, I have to be, you know what? I don't even want to be number one. I want to be number only.
So you said that, okay, here's a good question. So you said that, like, you know, like if y'all were at the gym together, you're thinking he might be looking at the guys. So let's
and
say
the
you
girls.
Were. And well, that's what I'm saying. So really, you can't win for losing. Okay? You could be with the so-called straight guy, and he's looking at all the women. So how do you win, you know?
You know what? Really, really, and we just, I'm glad we're talking about this because this is like a therapy for me too. As a woman, and I would say as a black female, the game gets very hard for us because look at what we're faced up against, okay? First of all, most of our successful black men tell us every day, every week, when you look at the Tiger Woods and you look at the dude that just married the Kardashian lady, most of our successful men, when they get money, sisters ain't even good enough anymore. So that's the first thing. You got white women, you know, they taking your men or whatever. So that's cool. To each his own, whatever. But we're up against that. That's a reality, okay? Because we keep it real on this show. Second reality.
Men, though, because the black women can date white men and they can date Mexicans and all the other things. Nobody's taking nobody's man because all these guys, you might be like, oh, yeah, well, they throw another good black guy because he got money. Well, you
no,
don't know
it's,
that, man.
It's not
you
even
don't
just
know
the brothers. It's not even just the brothers with money. That's I was naming them as an example, but I live here in Nashville, and that's all I see. That's all I see is interracial couples. That's all I see is brothers telling sisters they're no longer good enough. That's all I see. When I go to the mall, it'll be a rare occasion if I see a black-on-black couple. That's a very rare occasion. So for me, as a single black woman, that is something that I have to deal with. You have to deal with black men saying that black women are no longer good enough to date and marry. And they be with them white women and they 4 or 5 kids. But I guarantee you they not with a sister and her 4 or 5 kids. We keeping it real now, okay?
Do you date white guys?
No, I do not. I have not ever. I can't say what I would never do, but I have not ever dated anybody outside of my race.
Do you look for anybody outside your race when you date?
No, I have not. No, I have not.
See?
Not to say
that's
that I wouldn't
money. You
ever,
don't even
but I have
you
not.
You don't have your eyes open for that, though. You don't have your eyes open for that. If a black guy finds a white girl that he's happy with, that's that. If you were finding a white guy she was happy with, then you might have some of those black guys that are like that. Oh, look,
I think that the difference is the attraction. And right now, I've never been attracted to a person outside of my race. Now, people can date who they want to date, but Z-Fly, he asked me a question about my life as a single black woman who loves black men. So I have to give him what I'm up against. I have to answer my question. So like I said, you still have to deal with the fact that brothers are now saying that sisters are no longer good enough and they're dating outside of their race. That's a real reality for a single black woman. That's a reality. And it's my reality even more so here in Nashville. Now, in Atlanta, I rarely saw this, but here in Nashville, where I am, where I live, this is all that I see. When I go to the basketball game, all the black dudes there are there with their white chicks. And I mean, to each his own, but that's the reality of something that we have to deal with. So, okay, so you got that. So you got brothers that saying you're not good enough no more. Then you got the brothers that like other men. And this is something that's happening more and more and more, so a sister can't get a brother there. Then when you do get brothers that do want you, they want you, this chick, and that chick. So you got the whoremongering brothers. You got the gay brothers. You got the brothers that say you're no longer good enough. And then you got
so
the brothers that just simply, then you got the brothers that just simply ain't about nothing.
But see, when I watch
no,
over
black, white, red,
what you said is that only a very slim percentage of black guys that are worth anything, and basically all the white women have them.
And then plus, guys, we got to be very careful because we somehow we've gotten on to this black men. We were talking about all men, but somehow we got on just the black.
You asked your question for me and my situation.
Right.
I can't speak for. Can I speak for a white chick, Z?
No.
Can I speak for an Asian chick?
No, you answer your question fully. Trust me.
Okay,
no, you can do
it. Look, I was about to get finished. Hey, I had 4 points on my question, and Tommy the one that just jumped in. You know,
well,
I
really can't hear from your point of view. I've dated chicks from all races.
But you cannot see it from my point of view because you are not a black single female.
How in the world did we get on race call? I thought it was talking about download people. I'm confused.
Well,
I y'all are in
there.
If it's one thing y'all know, and this is for our listeners too, first and foremost, we love a good debate. So if you don't like it, please call in and we love a good debate. Second and foremost, we have to keep it real on this show. You asked me a question from my point of view, from my perspective in life. I can't generalize that because I'm not everybody. You ask me a point-blank question. Now, if you want to ask me a general question, then say something like, Tori, how do women out there deal with DL brothers? That's not what you said, Z.
Well, no, I know, but what I'm saying, you answered it, but then Tommy cut in, and then he just made it longer. So I'm like, Lord have mercy.
See, I'm not scared of black-white issues because we live in a real world, and we live in a real world where this type of stuff happens every day. So it's not nothing that we have to skate around. I mean, this is reality. It's life.
Right. So I guess getting back on the down. Excuse me. That's so rude. That was coughing. But y'all got to excuse me out here. Y'all know I'm serious.
It's all good.
But getting back on the download, it's funny because whenever you talk about this, you know, like, people just automatically think one way, but there's really many aspects. More like I said, I'm doing facts and instances. So another fact is men. You know, I'm gonna say men. Some men feel, you gotta be careful.
Right.
Anyway, but some
you know,
men
ain't
feel,
never careful.
Some men feel being with a man that they'll get sex, you know, the way they want it, you know, more often, you know, because, you know, a lot of men say that women, they don't want sex as much. Men feel that another man knows what another man wants. Hey, facts. Also, some men, what is it? Hold on. Y'all just aren't reading, can't you? Also, some men, they are not attracted to women. They are bottom line, they're just not attracted to women.
And they can get in a relationship with a woman.
If you're not attracted to a woman, then you should not get.
You shouldn't get in a relationship with a woman. You shouldn't try to please mom and daddy and ruin this woman's life.
That's true. You know what, Tori? You are so right. You're right.
You're right. Women got to ask themselves this question. What are they doing to men to make them turn to men? How about that?
But you know what, too?
Please, you can't make a person turn. Oh, my God. People tell me that all the time. I hear women say that. After they've been dogged up by so many dudes, they say, well, I'm going to be this way because men ain't about this. You know, no. That's a cop-out. Nobody can turn you a certain way. People make choices and choose to do what they want to do.
But another thing, too, that I noticed, too, is that, like, there's different types of culture.
Well, that's the same thing by race and race card, then.
Wait a minute. Put the race card on hold for a day. Now, but that's interesting what you said while ago.
He ain't doing nothing but telling on himself anyway.
I done already peed James.
My girlfriend is white. I see that.
I leave that alone. That was
like
obvious from the first time you butted in my conversation. That was obvious.
Oh, wow.
So it is what it is.
I'm not defending it because that's what I have. Because I had more black girlfriends than a little bit.
So that just goes to further my point. That just goes to further my point. For some sisters, that wouldn't even be an option. But for brothers, that's y'all thing. And it's all good. If that's your thing, boo. Just like my thing might be, I don't know, whatever. And that's my thing. If that's your thing, that's what's up. But that's still a reality that we face each and every day. But back to the DSAs,
I've dated three white girls, and I've dated at least 15 black girls.
We don't have to go through we done dated because I done dated three dudes that was over 6 feet and 10 that was under. You know, it's not that serious. Okay,
no,
back to the DSAs.
It's not like this is what guys do. We go out here, I'm specifically looking for a white chick.
Okay,
yes,
put it in your mood tip of the week.
Yes, they do. They do that every day, all day. And let me tell you something, and it's just keeping it real hot and fresh. You can choose whatever type of lifestyle that you want to choose. Just like you can fall in love with a rich person, you can fall in love with a poor person. Just like you can fall in love with a black chick, you can fall in love with a white chick, and vice versa. People do what they want to do at the end of the day. So if you wanted to be in a down relationship with a sister, then that's what you would be in. So you choose to do whatever it is that you want to do, and that's your prerogative. You have every right to do that. I'm not knocking that. He asked me a specific question, and I answered it. I wasn't trying to attack brothers that do that. Hey, if that's your thing, do what you do. Tori, they pay her own bills. So
no,
it don't matter to me.
Like, that's a specific thing we're looking for. Like
that's
I said, my mom taught me
lot,
to
for
keep
a lot
my
of people,
for
it is. For a lot of people, it is a specific thing. That, say, like, for I'll give you a prime example. I have a sister who she's been through a lot like I've been through a lot. And she literally said from what she's been through, she would never, ever date a brother again. That's her specific decision. And in her mind, she's only looking for somebody that's not black. And there are plenty of brothers who do the same exact thing for far less reasons. That's just what y'all think is hot, I guess, or what y'all doing. I mean, it is what it is.
It's not about
like
being
said,
hot.
My
just
bills get
like
paid
this.
Regardless.
How many black chicks have you got on your nerves to the point where it makes you want to go after a white girl?
How many white chicks have got on your nerves? Because you can say whatever you want to say about, you can say whatever you want to say about the sisters, but we're not hitting y'all up in y'all pockets.
Are y'all being serious? Are y'all being serious? Are y'all being serious? Are y'all being serious? I don't know if we get all white and black.
Z.
I am so confused.
Z,
what is the topic?
I have been changing the topic because Smooth T started with me, and he, you know, I will finish it.
Wow.
Go all
okay, well, I'm going like back like hours ago, it seems like, something Tori said about, actually, I don't remember what you said now because y'all are a trip. Everybody, this is how you keep it real hot and fresh.
That's part of a talk show. We got to talk.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, ain't no love lost because this is what
exactly.
We do. We do a radio
exactly.
show. It's not that serious.
This is what we do. Me and my crew.
Right.
And look, now, but hey, let me give them the phone number at least. Stop. What's this? 200-3136. Again, 646-200-3136. Now look. Obviously, y'all want to talk about y'all things. So let me just go ahead and read these facts and instances because the people that gave me these things, they want me to read it. So let me just read this, and then y'all can go back and talk about the black and white thing, okay?
Oh, you will. We'll stay on topic.
We'll stay on topic.
But no. Also, okay, another, I guess, fact or – well, I don't know. This is kind of interesting.
Spit it out.
Some say that men want the freedom to mingle with the same sex and still be considered straight as females. Now, I know what they mean by – well, see, Tori, you said uh-uh, but see – I know what they mean by that. Because, like, for example, you see, like, on TV, a lot of females doing all kinds of stuff. Like Pamela Anderson. She can go make pornos with, you know, females, have sex with females. The next day, she's considered straight. You don't, now, honestly, do y'all think of Pamela Anderson as gay or bisexual? No, y'all, I mean,
no.
I mean, but most people don't.
Stuff like that. You can't speak for everybody with stuff like that because I feel like if you kiss them, you sat there kissing chicks, you bisexual point blank.
Exactly.
But people don't look at it like that. Not when it comes to a female, anyway. Not really. Tommy, Tori, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. Tori, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus, but Tommy, now, if Tori, you know, she went out, she got a little drunk and kissed a female, you wouldn't be like, oh my God, Tori, gay. No, you wouldn't. You would just be like, I don't believe that.
If he seen me tongue kiss a female, he wouldn't think that.
No, he'd probably enjoy it, actually.
She's bisexual, and I can get on it.
That's a shame.
I don't believe that. For some reason, I don't believe that.
There are plenty of chicks out there who kiss chicks. And I would consider none of them gay.
You would consider them straight.
Because a lot of them have boyfriends.
Wow.
Here's the answer.
A lot of guys know about their girlfriends that go out and kiss girls and all that other kind of stuff.
Now, I will say this. Now, there is a double standard there. Because a man, he definitely ain't going to dump a chick if he knows she's overweight. He going to be trying to get in where he fit in. But vice versa. Yeah, so that's definitely a double standard. I have to agree with that. It's more quote unquote cooler for women than it is for men.
But
if you think two guys, that's a lot worse than two girls kissing.
But
because most women are attracted to women and men, they might not want
to see
a woman. They can say, "Oh, that woman's pretty," or all the other kind of stuff. If you hear your boyfriend telling you. That's a good-looking guy right there. What do you think?
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
You're right. That's definitely a double standard there, too.
But, you know, what I find interesting is, you know, we say that it don't sound right or it don't look right, but it's reality. So it must can't be too bad because it's happening. You know, I mean, that's what I don't get about this world. You know, they be like, oh, you know, you don't do that, you don't show this. But it happens every day. You know, I mean, just because this guy don't say that I kissed this guy, okay, that doesn't make him not do it. He's still doing it. You know, that's what gets me. I'm like, you know, I don't know. Society is just, I don't know, that's funny to me because it's like, even if you don't show it on TV, you know, you don't talk about it, they don't stop it from happening. It's happening, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't deny the fact that it's happening, but when you see it, you approach it differently than you do this girl out here, you know, messing around with some chick.
Well, exactly that. I'm glad you said that. That was the whole point of that fact I just read. Exactly. That the guy, you know, he wants to feel comfortable in his skin as the female. That was the whole point of it. So y'all don't know where you took it.
I didn't take it anywhere. I'm saying exactly what you just said. You said it.
Yeah, we have to agree that that is definitely a double standard. A woman, she can be out there, she can be far more, you know, free than hers. Like you said, there are a lot of, I mean, say like, for, I'm going to give you a prime example. Let's say if you go out. It can be chicks on the dance floor dancing with each other. Ah, that's cute. They laugh and everybody think it's cute and grinding. But if two dudes got out there, be looking like, okay. So the dudes definitely wouldn't be laughing then. They'd be uncomfortable.
Right.
Exactly. And when two white guys out there, they drunk and they having fun.
Is that what now?
You kind of laugh at it. Look, I mean, that's how I see it anyway. Like, you can see it in a movie or whatever. Just like, what was it, Heath Ledger and I can't think of the other guy's name when they made Brokeback
Mountain.
They did all of that, but these are straight guys.
Yeah, I ain't never seen that movie.
Right.
I haven't either. You know, that's just my personal preference. Everybody else I talked to said it was good, but, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Still. I mean, you got guys that can go out here and do that. But let that be two black guys that went out there and did that. You look a little harder at it.
Okay, exactly. Now, my thing about that is I find that stupid. Now, me personally, I find that stupid. Because if you're going to be an actor, then that's what you are. You're an actor. See, I don't now, like all these, like, rappers and stuff who, like, go out there making all these gang-banging movies, that, to me, that's not acting. They're just doing what they usually do. I mean, like if, I don't know.
Back up half of them studio gangsters.
Exactly. I mean, but, like, just like you said, like, if a black guy, he was in a gay, you know, movie or whatever, you know, people are going to look at it like, oh, he's gay. But they don't look at it like, oh, it's just a movie. He's acting. You know, they take it too far.
People, Dada Queen Latifah in that movie said it all. I mean,
they sure did.
Her out when she got done with that movie.
Yeah,
and that was an excellent movie, you know, for what it was.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they gave her the blues in that movie.
Another instance is, you know, there are men.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, another instance is there are men who have, you know, wives and kids or whatever, or wife and kids. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know, different men who have wives and kids. And, you know, they go on these business trips. But a lot of times when they're on these business trips in their hotels, they invite male guests over. You know, so here the wife is thinking, you know, my husband, he's on a business trip. But, yeah, he's on a business trip, all right. But whenever the sun goes down and he's in his hotel, he has, you know,
Well, let me say this. Situations like that are so sad to me for a lot of reasons. I think one of the saddest things in the world is when a person cannot be themselves.
Right.
And when they can't be who they are and when they can't be comfortable in their own skin, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that is so sad because growing up as a pastor's daughter, it was a lot of things that I wanted to do as a child that I could not do because I was the pastor's daughter. And it wasn't until I got grown till I could grow up and find me and more so be myself. And it's sad when people have to live to please their parents. They feel like they have to live to please this person, live to please that person. They have to be this and they have to be that. And they never can just ever be and love themselves. That is a very, very sad person. But when you look at that scenario that you brought up, you look at a person that has a wife, that has kids, but that feels like they have to hide that secret. Now, that person, that's a sad person, and that's a person that I would feel sorry for. But at the end of the day, they have to be honest because it's not fair to the wife. It's not fair. It's not fair to her, and it's not fair to that person that's living a lie. You have to be yourself, and whatever you feel like is not right, you have to give to God and let him work out. But
and
to live a lie all your life,
The sad thing is, you know, we sit here and we talk about it, but, you know, like, there could be some people out there, you know, that's listening, and they're like, well, you know, she's saying that, but she don't understand, you know, it's not the easy, because there's another instance that I have on my paper where this guy, he says, whenever he's in Chicago, he's this type of he's more of a wild guy. He goes down to Miami, he acts masculine, and then when he goes to Jamaica, he acts real thug because you know Jamaicans, they don't play that. So you know, so kind of like what you said, especially I use Jamaicans as an example. You know, I guess like if there are like some Jamaicans who you know like they're on sets, I
they don't
would
play
imagine,
that.
Exactly.
Oh,
so
no,
I
no,
would
no.
imagine I would imagine for them. You know, they could be there, so they will have to go their whole life, you know what I'm saying, living a lie.
Right.
Like you said, it is sad. But
I'm a sad person. I really hate that for them.
Yeah.
I really do. But in Jamaica, I mean, they've taken Egyptian off of so many shows. They kicked Elephant Man out of so many shows because of how they really, really protested. I have so many friends from the Caribbean. And that's something that is a disgrace to live. So, yeah, he probably does have to live a double life, but I hate that for anybody to not feel comfortable in their own skin, whatever that may be. And I say that because it's a life that I've lived before. I've lived a life before where I tried to please everybody, and that is a miserable life to live when you can never just be yourself, when you always have to live up to everybody else's standards. That's not no way to live. And then it was just one day I woke up and I was like, psh, okay, this ain't going to work. Mama got to do me.
Okay.
And you have to at some point in your life come to that example that I live only to please God, and whatever ain't right, only me and him can fix anyway. So I let him work on it and everybody else will be okay.
That's true.
At some point we got to come to that level in life at some point.
Smoothie, what are your thoughts? You don't want to sleep. Smoothie. Oh, yeah, man. He's in and out.
Yeah. My bad. I was saying, when you said something, when you called me, I was like, yeah.
Everybody hear you. I said, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts is, you know, if you're gay, you're gay. Straight. ain't important living a life. You know what I mean? Point out. You're point living life.
This is true. What do you think about the situation?
Don't make nobody else happy but you. Well, I can say don't make nobody else happy, but you know what I mean?
Be
you got
to
make
yourself
happy first.
Exactly.
And, yeah, if you're gay, I mean, don't try to hide it from your parents and everybody else. You know, I'm going to act straight. I don't want people talking about me. I mean, just be you.
Right.
That's what you
want.
Like,
know that we're going to love you anyway.
Exactly.
Because I do. I have so many different friends from so many different backgrounds, religions, and whatever, and I just love all them crazy folks because I'm crazy.
Well, that's what's up, y'all. We have kept it real hot and fresh for you.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we really did. All off the subject and everything else.
All off the subject. Smoothie.
It's his fault. It's Smoothie's fault.
We're going to blame it on him, huh?
Exactly. But we also want to let you know that if you haven't keeping up with our Facebook postings, that coming this month, we actually have a herbalist by the name of Freddie Atkinson. He's an herbalist. Yes, and if you're wondering what an herbalist is, it's somebody, you know, who deals with herbs, you know, natural medicines of the earth.
Right.
Exactly. But he states and he says that he has a cure for such things as cancers, AIDS, hepatitis, and many other types of diseases.
That's a killer, too. And
yeah,
so we definitely want to talk about that.
Yeah, so
it's
definitely.
It's herbal Viagra.
Yeah, oh, here we go. See? Come on out. Everybody, definitely say
tuned. Serious stuff in the world.
Definitely stay tuned because he will be coming in this month, and we will be talking to him, and he will give you all the facts of his medicine or his herbs, and you know how
I
it works.
I have an announcement too.
I need his phone number.
Okay, well he's coming, Anyway, go ahead, 3D.
Well, I will be hosting the annual Bob Marley Fest here in Nashville. It's going to be on February the 26th, so when it gets closer to that date, I'll give everybody more details. But I'm so excited. Every year around February, the Caribbean community and really everybody, it's more like a unity fest. We come together and we just play homage and honor Mr. Robert Nestor Marley, Bob Marley, one of the founders of reggae music. I say one of them because there's so many. And I'll be hosting it this year. I'm really excited about it. So I'll just give you guys a little bit more detail on that. And I'm trying to think of any other announcements that I had tonight. I know I'm going to get beat up, but I can't think of anything right now.
Wow.
You know what? Oh, my goodness. I had like 3 announcements. I have to get you next week, guys. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
I'm talking about Tori D this week.
That's what's up. Our girl will be hosting. You go, girl. That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm excited. Oh, man.
I got an announcement to make.
Okay,
I'm going to be going on my diet, and I'm going to be losing weight. I'm currently 250 pounds, but, you know, I'm still sexy. I'm not fat, not chubby. I just guess right.
Sure?
But we're going to lose weight, tone it up, get muscular. You know all this good stuff.
All right, you're getting fine for the summertime.
Exactly. That's
what
I'm talking about.
So drink a lot of water, are you?
Ain't that too?
Okay, yeah. Well, boy. Well, we had a great show, wouldn't y'all say so?
Oh, we had an outstanding show.
And we definitely want to thank, you know, all of y'all who sent in your Facebook comments and, you know, let us know how you feel. We're going to keep on putting, you know, we're going to keep on keeping it real and putting all your comments on the show every week. So you just keep them coming and we'll keep them, I didn't have anything that rhymed.
Keep it coming and we'll keep it running. All right,
there
man.
You go. All right, y'all, but y'all know we close this show with 10 ways. Y'all know y'all get us, so let's get it popping. No, okay, number 10. Number 10, you know you ghetto. If you at McDonald's drive-thru placing your order with car music blasting.
Oh,
you know,
yes,
what?
Lord.
Mm.
Don't nobody want to hear the Lil Wayne and Lil Drake remix again.
I know, and then I'll say, I hate it whenever, like, you know, you're placing your order, and then you're getting mad at the person because they can't hear you. You need to turn your music down, you know?
Exactly.
That's sad. Number 9, you know you ghetto if you think water and grease makes your hair curly.
Wow. It do, though.
Really? It makes your hair curly, Tori?
That's called water waves.
Okay, the water waves.
Water waves her hair all the time because I got it like that. Yes, sir.
I probably might need some of that then. His hair looks kind of nice. Positive. Number 8. You know you get up if you use someone else's free lunch number in school.
Oh, wow. What, I thought you had a little ticket or a card or something. They don't do that no more?
I don't know. I guess, like, different states for different, you know, different states.
You know what? I used to pay my friends, like, 25 cents for lunch.
Wow.
So I can
you robbed them. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess I am ghetto.
Yeah, you're ghetto. Number 7. You know your teacher ghetto and she catch you and your friends playing tongue in class and she say, scoot over, let a sister in.
Okay. I know that's right.
She's out of get paid. Number 6. You know you ghetto if you started painting a room but you never finished it. I've seen it.
Oh, my goodness. Don't get on my garage. Leave my garage alone. Half white. Was I really going to paint this room purple? That's my favorite color.
Indecisive.
Black.
Number 5, yeah. You know you ghetto if you use duct tape to hold up your sneakers.
Wow. They're so hard.
Yeah. Number four, you know you get out if there's more dishes in your bedroom than the kitchen.
Oh, wow, gross.
Somebody's lazy. Yeah.
Gross.
Number 3, if you invite guests over to your apartment and they notice you have bugs, you know you ghetto if you blame it on the building you stay in.
Right.
You stay in the building.
You know that building, man.
Now,
coming in from the hallway.
Yeah.
You stay right.
Number two. Since like 1997. Wow. I didn't even know they still made them.
Number two. You know you can't, if you go shopping in your Bojangles uniform. Now, you serious?
Okay. Hey, you trying to get out work, get some groceries, go home, and relax. I feel
what
talk,
advertising. What? I love some dirty rice and some biscuits right about now.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Don't you get none started. And
okay.
Ain't no Bojangles up here in Nashville.
Right.
Ain't no Bojangles up here in Arizona either.
Oh, well, then I'll put Jingles in New York City. Hey, we all out. But number one, you know you
so
get over
it. Okay, go ahead. I get over it.
Oh, you know, but now, just look at it like now you have somewhere to come visit. You know, like for free.
And
you know,
you got
just,
some fine friends. I meant to tell you that.
You said what now?
You got some fine friends, Z. You got some fine friends.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, you know, good-looking people hang with good-looking people. Number one, I'm sorry, y'all.
No, they don't.
You know you ghetto.
Ugly people, so they look better.
You know you ghetto. You know you ghetto if you have a hey. You know you ghetto if you have a hospital bed in your house now.
No, that's Big Mama room. No, that's Big Mama bed. We can't put Big Mama in a nursing home. I believe every house growing up, if you had a grandmama, she was in that house for the bed in the room that she was going.
Y'all is crazy. All right, y'all. We're gonna
scared to go.
And why it's my mom fault?
So I know, right? Wow. Big shout out to my friend's parents because his big mama, we used to love her. But she was in his house in the hospital room. Big shout out to E.T., boy. Wow.
That's what's up. And big shout out to everybody back in Wide Awake Wilson.
Oh, Lord. I know they missed me because I had fun down there. Shout out to Tank on them drums, shouty.
Y'all, we is out of time. We out of here. Peace.
Holla.